This is the voice of America's Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports. Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up!
Music is played at stadiums and sports arenas here in the USA, in Africa, and all over the world. And in this special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, we spotlight some of the music that's helped inspire fans and athletes alike, including yours truly. The following two songs, We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, were released in 1977 by the British rock band Queen. The two songs have always been paired together and were performed together in concert by the band as a triumphant show closer. I was in high school when the songs came out, and at our gymnasium, we used to play We Will Rock You at basketball games. When I was in the layup line for the Trape Academy Rangers, I always felt like I could jump just a little higher when the song was blaring through those tinny gym speakers. Here's Queen with We Will Rock You, followed by We Are the Champions.
Go on, 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 on,
We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You by the British rock band Queen. Queen's flamboyant lead singer Freddie Mercury died of AIDS in 1991. Surviving members of Queen have continued to perform the band's big hits over the years. I was lucky enough to be in London on August 12, 2012, at the closing ceremony of the Olympics. Queen guitarist Brian May and Queen drummer Roger Taylor were joined by English singer Jessie J for a rousing rendition of We Will Rock You. Their performance at London's Olympic Stadium opened with a special remastered video clip of Freddie Mercury on stage.
The Voice of America.
VOA. This next song was released in 1969. Paul Leyka, Gary DiCarlo, and Dale Frashuer recorded it under a then-fictitious band they called Steam. The song has since been played at many sporting events here in the United States, especially when victory is at hand. Here's Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye.
I'm not afraid to die.
That's the band Steam with their hit song, Na Na Hey Hey Kiss Him Goodbye.
VOA!
I'm VOA Sonny Young with a special edition of the Sunny Side of Sports, spotlighting some music that's often associated with sports.
The Voice of America.
VOA.
Booker T and the MGs released the next song, Green Onions, in 1962. It has since been used extensively in radio, television, film, and advertising. Here's Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. That's Booker T and the MGs with their hit song, Green Onions. When South Africa hosted the 2010 World Cup tournament, a lot of music was football's premier event coming to Africa for the first time. Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga joined together for a World Cup song called Celebrate Africa. Let's give it a listen.
Africa, a beautiful people united in a rainbow color, a people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let's go, oh Mother Africa,
That's Ugandan singer George Okudi and Cameroonian songstress Josephine Atanga with their World Cup song, Celebrate Africa. And we wrap up this special musical Sunny Side of Sports with another 2010 World Cup song. Here's Somalia-born singer Kanaan and Waving Flag.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's own. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Surrender, retreat.
So we struggle in,
fighting to eat.
And we wonder in,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now. I heard them say, love is the way.
Africa has built a successful strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the content. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's Newsmaker Interview Program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music.
Wake up, dance this music.
Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Hour, every day at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.